This is Cambridge 105. This is Cambridge 105.
We are your Cambridge 105.
Celebrating 5 years of community radio in your city.
Cambridge 105.
Okay, if you look through your Cambridge Open Studios brochure, you'll quite often find studios which have the same number and just A, B, C. Now, what that means is that it's artists sharing an exhibition between them. And I've done exactly that today. I've come to Chesterton, to the home of Joy Voisey. Joy, very good afternoon to you.
Oh, hello there. Hello.
And the dog as well. now, you're also exhibiting with a couple of friends of yours.
Yes, that's it. Denise Spalding. She's a painter and makes beautiful sketches and watercolour. And Jocelyn, who is absolutely fantastic at making silver earrings and brooches, but her silver earrings are very beautiful. Yeah.
And you do ceramics. Tell us about yourself. How long have you been doing ceramics for? Tell us all about it.
Oh, well, I've been doing ceramics, I think this gives it the age away, doesn't it? I should think about 50 years. And I do teach as well. I still teach a little bit. But the studio is in the bottom of the garden, and I've got a huge collection of pots from all over the world because I was lucky enough to spend 3 years as a voluntary worker in Nigeria. And each time I came home, I bought lots of lovely traditional pots.
So, my goodness, your packing must have been a nightmare.
It was absolutely so. My cases were very heavy on the way back. But my own work is in earthenware and also in stoneware. So there's functional pottery, so you can kind of oven to tableware. And others are kind of little bits that you can put around. I also make tiles, so you can use them as coasters or stick them on the wall, make them into pictures. So quite a variety of different things.
And how did it all start for you?
Oh, it started when I was about 20, I decided to go to evening class, and I went to painting because I enjoyed painting. And my tutor, David Ashwell, said, why don't you take an A-level? Because I'd left school at 16. And I said, yes, that would be very nice. And he said, well, you have to do something else other than other than painting. You either have to do pottery or history of art. And I said, oh, I'd love to do history of art. That would really be interesting. But when I got home, I found that my husband was doing player coach for a team, football team, and so I had to do ceramics. Mm. And from then, I just fell in love with clay, and I've been stuck in clay ever since.
And how do you decide what it is you're going to work on today? Do you have several projects on the go, or do you have to make like a batch of tiles or a batch of pots?
Yes, it's always good to go to a batch, because if you're packing a kiln, you want things of the same size, things that are going to fit in the kiln. And so I would make a lot of tiles together. And I usually make the tiles in the summertime and then paint them indoors in the wintertime. Oh. So that saves lots of time. And if I'm working with stoneware and throwing, then I stop using the earthenware clay. Otherwise, you get the two muddled up and then you're in an awful mess.
Oh, my goodness.
You can overfire your earthenware clay and it goes into bubbles. So, yes, I have made a lot of mess. So I do keep things separate now.
It's a remarkably organised studio. I have to say, it's very, very tidy, very organised. It must be a joy to work in.
Well, yes, it's lovely to work in. I can forget everything and everybody when I'm down there. But I have to keep clays separate. I have to keep glazes separate. So to that end, I am fairly tidy.
Do you have big stocks of this stuff? Does it go off? Does it have a time limit? It's a sell by date almost.
No, clay is okay as long as you keep it damp, and glazes will keep for as long as you need them. There's no problem. Nothing goes off.
Looking at your kiln and everything, it's a very industrial kiln, isn't it? It's a professional kiln you've got.
Well, it's 8 cubic feet. I think amateurs use that size as well. It goes up to 1280, 1300 centigrade. I fire earthenware at about 1100, and I fire my stoneware to 1250, and then keep it at 1250 for a quarter of an hour.
Right.
Yes, it does dim the lights in the street, but
it's an electric one, not a gas one.
It's an electric kiln, yeah. Both of them electric kilns.
I wouldn't want to see your electricity bill, I dread to think.
No, exactly.
So you do teaching, and one of the things I understand you'll be doing on Cambridge Open Studios is you'll be doing demonstrations. So I I guess a lot of this is to try and inspire people into the, I'm going to use the phrase hobby, forgive me, into the art.
It is a hobby, and I mean, it's not my main, work anyway. No, I would think that if people come and see, they think, oh yeah, I'd like to have a go at that, they can do. The wheel's there, and if people want to have a go at turning, which is making the pot shaped from the outside.
Right.
Yes. You throw the inside of a pot to what you want, and sometimes the base has to be quite thick to hold the damp sides up.
Okay.
And so it has to be turned upside down when it's leather hard, and then you turn it with a sharper tool.
Oh, my goodness.
And so people can come and have a go at that if they wish.
Excellent. Yeah. And if someone does get into this and think, well, this is wonderful, how easy is it to get started? Because houses are small, aren't they, and gardens aren't as big as your garden.
No. Well, you'd go to an evening class first.
Right.
And you get an idea. You get lots of different tips from your teacher. And you can do. People make... people aren't... If you haven't got a wheel and you're working with clay, it doesn't make an awful mess. It's just the wheel and the sloppy clay that, you know, you need to keep separate from your house. But you could do it indoors. That's no problem.
Excellent. What's your favourite stuff to just while away the time? Is it the painting side of things, or is it the actual making of the pots?
Actually making and carving into pots. I like to the clay to be kind of cheesy hard and then carve into it. That's my favourite part. The worst part is glazing, deciding what glaze I'm going to put on it. But now I make my own glazes from ash and from different chemicals. I don't buy in glazes, so I usually know what I want on a pot, but it's the messy part of pottery. I don't enjoy that.
Sure. How much preparation is there for something like Cambridge Open Studios? I'm going to give away a secret and say you've already shown me your kiln, and it was absolutely it was to the ceiling with stuff. Does it take a lot of work to get ready for something like this?
Yes, I think it does. If you want to present it well, if you want to have time to talk about your work with the people that come, and show a good variety of your own work as well. So there's usually enough material that I've got ready that I can say I don't just do one particular thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it can show the different things that you can do with clay. It's such a versatile... What's the word?
Mortally.
Yes, that's it. It is very, very versatile. You can make great big sculptures or tiny, tiny little pots and tiles and cooking pots and cups and basins. Yes. No end to what you can do with clay, and the different kinds of clay and different kinds of firing as well. You've only seen the electric kiln, but 2 days ago down the White House Arts we had what's called raku. It's a Japanese way. It originated in Japan. You make your pot in the morning, you dry it out by the side of the kiln, then you put it in a kiln up to about 1,000 degrees, take it out with a red hot with a pair of tongs, and dump it into a barrel of grass or shavings, which reduces the pot, makes it black, and the glaze that you've put on is reduced. That means it's starved of oxygen.
Mm-hmm.
And they turn to beautiful hues of gold and silver.
Wow.
So you only want a dustbin and a small gas canister and torch, and you can just fire in your back garden. So
amazing.
You don't have to have a large kiln.
And talking about the other people who are going to exhibit now, you've got a lovely garden, so you've got your studio to yourself. How do you fit the others in?
Well, because I've got so many pots from all over the world in my studio, I have to have a tent on the grass. So that's where my work will be. In the greenhouse, it's tidied up a bit, and Jocelyn, who makes beautiful silver, is in the greenhouse. And the garage will be transformed into a studio for Denise, who will show her paintings.
Right, so it's three studios all within one plot.
All in one plot.
And a lot to see.
Lots of seats around, and we do serve some drinks for people if it's a nice hot day, or there's plenty of places to jump into if it rains.
Well, and of course you're just across from the river as well, so it's a beautiful area, isn't it?
Yes, you can go for a walk down the river if you don't find anything here that you like.
So after Cambridge Open Studios, what else do you do throughout the year? Is it a full-on type thing, or do you tend to take time out?
No, I belong to East Anglian Potters.
Mm-hmm.
And we have an exhibition in Emmanuel College in August, and it's a wonderful exhibition. It's a beautiful place where we show, and it's very light, and the potters come from all over East Anglia, and so I'm part of that, and it's a wonderful show, and you shouldn't miss it. It's free, and Emmanuel College, here we come.
So is there are there websites for these sorts of things nowadays? How does one find out about these things?
I'm sure there will be a website, but there are posters up throughout Cambridge, and the information office in Cambridge usually has flyers as well.
Brilliant.
But it is very worthwhile going to have a look. You'd be amazed at the different things that clay is made from.
Is there a competitive pottery in the same way as photography? Sometimes there'll be photographic exhibitions, but prizes get awarded, or do you all just admire each other's work?
We potters are very earthy people, I think. You will always give away. Nobody has secrets.
Right.
They will share because they know that you'll be using different clay, different glazes, different fire and temperatures. So even if you see something you like and that person tells you everything they do, you will find it very difficult to kind of do exactly as they've done. So we are very giving people, I think, potters, down to earth.
That's the way it should be.
Yeah.
You've been doing this for a long time, as you, by your own admission, said.
Yes.
Is there anything that you've still got on the horizon, something you've never plucked up the courage to try, or something you've just never had the tools or the right clay to try?
Right, no. What we're doing for the first time, I'm going to Potter's Camp, which is 4 days at East Anglian Potter's Camp, and it's called Black on Black, and it's a South American Indian art.
Right.
And the pots are absolutely out of this world and very, very expensive to buy now. And they're made by the Pueblo people. And it's a black pot that is shiny and some areas are dull. And it's the most beautiful work. And I'm going to try that out at the Potter's Camp this year.
Fantastic.
So that's one thing.
It's quite a challenge for you, is it? New techniques and new things.
Absolutely.
To learn.
You have to make a very fine, what we call slip, which is liquid clay. Mm-hmm. And the slip is, it's called terra sigillata. And you shine it up and burnish it, and then you carve into it, or you paint actually onto the shiny parts and then fire it and hope to get something beautiful as well. Yes.
Well, maybe next year, if you're doing Cambridge Open Studios again, we'll see some of that.
Oh, I don't think so. I think you have to go to America. It'd be
better. Oh, okay.
Yes, yeah. Go to America and buy one.
Well, it's weeks 3 and 4 for you on Cambridge Open Studios. Is that right?
That's it. Weeks 3 and 4.
Are you out and about the other couple of weeks seeing what everybody else is up to?
Yes, I will do. The good thing about Chesterton is that we have Chesterton artists,
mm-hmm.
and we've got a little flyer out, and we've got about 12 or 14 different artists that you can go and see. So there's a trail within Chesterton to go to everybody's art place in Chesterton.
So you'll be doing that?
Well, I hope, sending the people to that, because everybody's open on the 3rd and 4th.
Oh, I see.
So,
right.
So we've kind of linked up together. So it makes it easy for people. If they're coming over to Chesterton, where we've got plenty of parking,
mm-hmm.
then they can just walk around and see about 12 studios in one afternoon.
Sounds perfect.
It is. Yeah.
Joy, it's a delight to meet you.
Thank you very much.
It's lovely to see so much in a studio like this, and as I said, so tidy. I just hope it goes really well for you all.
Thank you very much. We shall enjoy it anyway.
Thank you, Joy.
Okay, thank you.